Tim Cartwright, narrator real. During their 2-year relationship, Tommy had changed from happy-go-lucky into a belligerent, arrogant individual she hardly recognized. At first, the change was gradual. Then, once the other side of his personality emerged, the love she felt for him started to diminish. She found herself wondering whether he was the same person. Knowing if she pandered to her growing suspicions as to the monster he'd become, it would have turned her mind inside out. A voice broke her introspection. "Where to, love?" The taxi driver stretched across to adjust his meter. "Chester Crescent, Winterbourne," she replied, dabbing the tears running down her cheeks with a tissue from her pocket. Eve had been looking for a way out. She had found a small bedsit she liked in a Victorian house on Chester Crescent. It was in an area of Bristol Tommy rarely visited, so there was little danger of bumping into him. As long as she conducted her life in and around Winterbourne, at least until he got used to the idea she wasn't going back to him, she was safe. Eve had thought long and hard about her decision. It meant leaving her job and friends behind and, more importantly, her mother. She had gathered her courage in both hands, telling Tommy it would be a good idea for her to stay with her mum for a couple of days to give him and his sister time to resolve their argument. In between cursing Jane from her head to her toe, Tommy had reluctantly agreed with his girlfriend's reasoning. Guilt had consumed Eve as she spun the concocted story, knowing she had no intention of staying with her mother, who would undoubtedly have to deal with the fallout when Tommy turned up on her doorstep. Eve resolved to call her once out of harm's way, deciding the safest thing was to tell no one and to disappear until things blew over. She hoped Tommy would eventually give up searching for her. The thought of spending another moment with him turned her stomach. She had signed the rental agreement, paid the deposit and a month's rent in advance, and arranged to meet the landlord at the property where she would start a new life without Tommy.